Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf kuf tes. We're starting at the Mishnah at the top of the Yomid. We're continuing to talk about the inyan of shchutei chutz and halo'as chutz. Specifically, halo'as chutz. You all remember halo'as chutz means that a korban was shechted, and now they were malit b'chutz, outside of the Beis HaMikdosh. What happens now? You're over in Isra Chas V'Sholom. If you do it b'mezid, you get a chiyuv of kareis. B'shogig, you have to bring a korban chatos. So our Mishnah begins, Echad Kodeshim Kishayrim, the Echad Kodeshim Psulin, Shoye Psulin Ba Kodesh, the Kriven Bachut, is Chayiv. So Mishnah starts off Kodeshim Kishayrim, of course that's your normal Karbonites, and Kodeshim which are Possel, but not all Karbonites, only those Karbonites, Shoye Psulin Ba Kodesh, meaning that they were totally wonderful, beautiful, behemoth, roy, for Karbanis, but there was a psul in the Kodesh. What type of psul in the Kodesh? We'll see in the Gemara, but it's like other Gemaras that we've had previously. It became possible. B'yoytzei, b'tumah, it was lon, it was nishchot chutzlis mani chutzlim koimoi, so therefore it became pigul. So prior to its coming into the Beis HaMikdash, it was poifit, and then there was a problem in the Azor itself. Since it had originally a shas hakosher, because it was only psula b'kodesh, if you makrev this carbon b'chutz, you're chayv. When we say makrev, we really mean over here halos chutz, that you put it on top of the either the evan or the binyan, like we had yesterday in the mishnah was a machloikis, where you have to build a special altar outside of the base of mikdash, or it's enough just to put on a large sella or an evan. We had that machloikis in the mishnah. Finally, the Mishnah tells us, Hamalik Kizayis Mina Oila Umei. In our Mishnah, it says, Mina Emorin, but they changed the Girsa to Umei Emoreha, meaning the Oila together with its own Emorin, Bachut, is Chayv. What's the Mishnah telling us? The only time you're Chayv and Shchutei Chutz is those things which are roi to be, go normally on the Mizbeach, and instead of putting on the Mizbeach, you are Malit Bachut on a makeshift mizbeach or a boulder or whatever. Okay, but it has to be something which is roi lalois on the mizbeach. If I go and take this tissue box and I build a huge mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash and I put it on, I'm saying, hereby I'm being malad this for Rabbeinu Shalom, it's not roi, unless you would say maybe it's a carbon eitzim. But under normal circumstances, people don't look at it as a tissue box, as being roi to be brought for a carbon. So if I malit b'chutz, and even if I say I'm bringing it for a carbon, you're not over on halos chutz, because it has to be something which is roi to bring el pesach oyel moy lehevioi. You could have, would have, should have brought it into the base of Mikdash, and you didn't. You brought a b'chutz, so then you're over on the din of shchutei chutz. So now what happens with a carbon? 99% of all the kabbanis, well, 99% is too strong. 90% of all the kabbanis, the only thing that you put on the mizbeach is the emureha, the emurin. Emurin are basically the chalovim, the fats, together with the kloyos and piece of the kaved, as it's enumerated in the Torah. We just, for ease, we just simply say the emurin. You put that on the mizbeach. Which carbon do you put more than just the emurin? That's the carbon oila, which is kula kola, the entire carbon you put on the mizbeach. Entire, there are certain things not, because, I'm sorry, the oirois exactly, and if the tlefayim and the kanayim and the atzamas have already fallen out, we don't put that on mizbeach, like we've learned in the past, but in general it's kula kola. Okay, so if I were to go and put the basar from a carbon shlomim lemoshel on top of the mizbeach, and I'm saying I'm bringing this for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm bringing it for carbon, but I'm doing it b'chutz, you would not be over on the din of halos chutz, because it's not roi l'havioi inside the pesach oil moyed on the mizbeach, the basar, only the aymerin. So if you have the aymerin outside of the shlomim, in other words, instead of putting the aymerin inside on the mizbeach, you put it on this makeshift mizbeach outside, and you're doing l'shem karvin, then you're chayiv on the din of halos chutz. By a carbon oila, it's not just the aymerin, it's the entire carbon. Now, as you recall, we already learned yesterday about the inyan, and already the day before, that the minimum shear to be over on halos chutz, it has to be a shear of a kezayis. So what our Mishnah tells us is, hamala kezayis mina oil, if you take a kezayis, and you add to it the aymerin, meaning that from the oil itself, when we say oil, we really mean the basar oil. And the basar oil, you only put on a half of a kezayis. And then I took a half a kezayis of the emurim of the oila. So I might think, well, this is basar and this is aymerin, and then never the twain shall meet. And the answer is no, you're wrong. The two do meet, because since the oila is kula kolil, there's no mala of the basar over the aymerin, or the aymerin over the basar. They're all hainu hach, it's all one and the same.
No mala.
I'm sorry, no mala, even though we're being mala, right? There's no mala, exactly right. And la'ila la'ila, right? So anyway, so min aymerin chai, chutz is chayv, is chayv. And of course, the chiddush is not only in the din of the oila, but the chiddush is the diuk. It's only because you are combining an oila with its aymerin that you're chayv. You have a kezayis from the two together. But if it would be l'moshel a carbon shlomim, or a carbon oshim, or a carbon chatas, in other words, any other carbon besides the oila, and the aymerin, you didn't put up the entire aymerin, and you didn't even have a kezayis min a aymerin. But you were mashlim the kezayis by putting ashtikl basar of the chatas or the oshim or the shlom. Sorry, you will not be over on halos chutz. Maybe be happy you won't be over on halos chutz because you didn't put a full kezayis from those parts of the carbon which are roi to be put on the mizveach, which is the aymerin in the case of all the non-oilais. And you didn't put a full kezayis. You didn't put a half a kezayis, three quarters of a kezayis. You were mashlim with the basar. This is gunish, mid gunish. Okay. What we just learned in the Mishnah will be expanded upon and expounded upon in the Gemara, but all the basics we've already learned, it's very straightforward. Tan Rabban, it says in the Pasuk, and we're going back again to the Psukim in Parshas Achri Mois that deal with Halo'as Chut. What does it say in the first Pasuk? You have your number one Torah Orah, Shalom V'aleim Toimar Ish Ish V'Beis Yisrael Madgera Gar V'Yisrael Ashiyogr B'Soichem Ashiyale Oila Oizovach Oila Oizovach Tan Rabban Ashiyale Oila Oizovach Inli Ela Oila. I only know about the oila. The words oizovach really should be in parentheses because we're going to bring that in another line. At this moment, in fact, the Shita Mukubetza says that in other tfusim, these two words oizovach don't appear. So it's Tana Rabbana Shiyala oila. Eliyala oila. I only know from the Torah oila. If you put the oila outside of the Beis Mikdash on this mizbeach, whatever, then you chayiv and alos chutz. Minayin the rabbis aymurei. Osha, veimure chatas, veimure kochi kudishim, veimure kochim kalim. 1 second. By kochi kudishim, we already went through the oila and the osham and the chatas. What are these emure kochi kudishim? What's left?
Shalmi
tzibur shavuos. And that's what Rashi says. If you look on the fourth line, emure kochi kudishim, kivsei atzeres. That's what's on the yana kabasim, which are the only other kochi kudishim that you have. As well as, it doesn't have to be kochi kudishim. Veimure kochim kalim. You could take ashlamim lamoshel, where you also have to put the emurin on the mizbeach. How do you know there too, that if instead of putting it inside the mizbeach in the azara, you put it outside on this makeshift mizbeach, whatever. How do you know your chayiv on halos chutz? Tamalim, that's why it says, oila oy zovach. Therefore, to be marben, not only an oila, but all other karbonis, but the piece that normally would go inside, you put it on outside. Now, until now, we only spoke about things which are geshochten, an oila, and zevach means zvachim, shchuten. Minayin l'rabbis, how do you know what about all of those karbonis? Basically, we're talking now about the mincha and the nesachim, which are not zvachim. How do you know there too? The same halach applies of halos chutz. Minan the rabbis hakoyimit. Koyin takes a kmitzi, puts it on the mizbeach. Instead of putting the mizbeach, he took it outside. V'halavoina, halavoina you add to most minochois, and instead of the levoina going on the mizbeach, you took it outside. V'haktoiris, toiris that they were makter every single day. Pras b'shachris, pras bein raboyim, pras raboyker, bein raboyim. So, if instead of taking that toyus and putting it on the mizbeach ha-panimi, inside the heichel, you took it outside, same thing. Minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach. These menachos are enumerated explicitly as opposed to being part of menachos generally, because menachos generally, you only put the kmitza on the mizbeach, and the rest of the shiraim is nechal, the koyhanim. Mashenken, if a koyin brings a carbon mincha, or the koyin mashiach, that's what we call the chavitin. Normally, koyin mashiach is referring to the koyin godol. The reason why the Mishnah refers to koyin mashiach, because the posik refers to the koyin mashiach, tachto in bonav, whatever, he has to go and bring the minchas chavitim every day. So these are kula kol on the mizbeach, just like a carbon oila. There's no kmitza. The ganze minchas koyin mashiach. We're going to have in the Omid Beis, there's a third variety of mincha, which is kula kol, and that is the minchas nesochim, that you bring each time with a carbon oiler, with a carbon shlamim. That ultimate mincha is kula kol. It's the chayra missing in this braisa. Why do we leave it out? So Toysis tak asks, I don't know why. If you look at the Toysis, first full Toysis, minchas koyhanim, a few lines further down, look at the last five words. The Tema, the Leitani, Minchas Nesachim. Why did we leave that out? Okay.
What about Ophos?
What about Ophos?
Ophos, I'm listed here. If I take an oath, and I do Malika in the Azara.
So which, how many Ophos do you have like that?
We only have the Chattas Ophos.
Good. Is the Chattas Ophos on the Mizbeach?
No.
Oyla Soif is included in Oyla. So Oyla, we started off right. That was the very first one. Good. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara, here we're only listing things which are not Zvachim. There's no Shchita, no Zvicha, no.
That's right, Malika.
No, Malika. Malika is a Taza Tolda. A derivative. Exactly, subset. Ma'am and Nasech Shloshes Lugan Yayin. You're supposed to do a Nisach Hayayin. Of course, the amount of Nisach Hayayin that you're supposed to do typically depends on whether you're bringing a shor, a kesef, or an eis. Chatzia hin yelapar, shlisha sehin la'ay, or revia sehin la'keves yoy. What is a hin? Hin has in it 12 lugin. So chatzia hin would be 6, a shlisha sehin would be 4, a revia sehin would be 3. That's the minimum by a keves, you bring 3. Oh, so menasa shlisha lugin yayin. Again, bachut, over on halos chut. Ushloishes lugin mayim. When do you ever put mayim on the mizbeach? What happens if you did it now on Yud Beis Teves? Would you also be over?
Outside or inside? Outside or inside? Well,
being over on haluas chutz.
It's like being a korban pesach on the Yud Beis Pesach.
But then it's a shlom.
Right.
Anyway, if you go down 12 lines in the Rashi, ushloishes lugin mayim. B'chag ka'amar, on Yontif of Sukkis. If during Sukkis, instead of pouring the libations of the water on the Mizbeach, instead you went out on your Mizbeach ha-chitzayin, meaning the Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then you'd be over on the Alo'as Chutz, on that water. But Rashi points out, one second, if I took Be'er Mayim seltzer water with 3 or 4 hashgachas, you wouldn't be over. Only over on water that has been niskadish in a klisharais. If I just take any stam water, even super kosher seltzer water, it's kabaldic. Make a shahaka when you're drinking it. But if you pour that on the mizbeach outside, no problem of haloas chutz. Now, how do I know all of these? They're neither an oila nor are they a zevach. So how do I know? Tamaloyim, because the pasuk continues on. V'al pesach oil moyed lo yevienu. That's number 2 in your Torah, Arash Shalem. Why does the pasuk have to add El Pesach Oil Moed? The whole thing we're talking about is if you're doing it Yala Oila Izovach outside the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. So the additional El Pesach Oil Moed comes to say you can have El Pesach Oil Moed Chayyavan El Bechut. Anything which is Ro Oilovay Be Pesach Oil Moed, Chay Bechut. Therefore, if you had this tissue box, which is not roy to be brought on the mizbeach inside the oil mite, therefore there's no din of a haloas chutz. Mainly alakochim ksherim. So far we've gone through the oila and all of the zvachim, as well as all of those minachos and nesachim. All of those are kochim ksherim. How do you know minayin l'rabbis psulim? What happens if the carbon became posel? Why are we thinking that carbon posel, the same din applies? Because that was the mishnah at the very top. Echad kochim ksherim, the echad kochim psulim. Shoy psulim ba koidish. If I krivim ba chutz, then you're chayiv on haloas chutz. So which type of psulim are we talking about? Says Igmar Kigoyin, it's a continuation of that braisa. Kigoyin halon beha yoitze beha tome. What's lon? Lon meaning that you didn't go and put the aimerin bizmanoi. You allowed them to be over on lina. Where's lina by any type of hektar chalom vevarim or by any
that
next morning you can go and put it on the mizbeach until the morning until alois hashachar. After alois hashachar, now becomes posel belina. V'hayoytze, if you took it outside the azora, v'hatomei became tomei. V'nishchut chutz l'zman chutz l'mkoymai, which of course means mit machsheves chutz l'zman chutz l'mkoymai, meaning a machsheves pigel. V'shekiblu psulim v'zorku es domai. You had kriyhanim that were posel. They were, for instance, bali mumen. And they were makabel adam, or they were zoyrek es adam. We've had, of course, in previous parakim, when you're talking about the Zrikas Adam, most of the Zrikas Adam was Lamata Mechut HaSekra. However, there was an exception to the rule. By the Karman Chatzas, you had to do Lamala Mechut HaSekra. Okay, so we have where he discussed the oilasari. But anyway, getting back to it, if you put the bloods down and they're supposed to go up, or up and they're supposed to go down. So all of these are psulim ba'kodesh. This chutz is not talking about the shchutei chutz of os chutz. Here we're talking about the azara compared to pnim, to the hechel, or the hechel compared to the azara. As we know, throughout the year, you rarely have, but you possibly could have, a carbon that you're supposed to bring in bifnim. What would that be other than on Yom Kippur? Okay, which are, what are the Parma Nisrafim? And?
A Parkour Mashiach.
And what, sorry?
And Sarah.
Sarah is Zara. Very good. And you mashlim that on Yom Kippur. Everybody, please put yourselves on mute. We hear some background noise. Please put yourselves on mute. And we continue on. So those carbonas which are supposed to be b'chutz, that you did the Nesina, the Zrika Saddam Befnim, in front of the Proiches, or on the Mizbech HaPanimi, or the other way around, that you're supposed to go and do Befnim in the Azara. Shinazah B'chutz. So all of these are Pasla Karbonos. But the Psulim Bakoidish, because before you came to the Beis Mikdash, everything was Gevaldik, perfect. In the Kodesh, unfortunately, they did a bubu. And the same thing is Pesach V'Chatash and Nosu Shaloi Lishman. That's your favorite case, Brother Barry. That what if you went, brought those Shaloi Lishman, those are Pasul Kabbalah. So, by all the other Kabbalahs, they're kosher. El Shaloi Olabalam Shem Choyva. But Pesach V'Chatash, totally dismantled, totally destroyed Shaloi Lishman. What was that? Asham, according to?
Reb Lezer.
And
Ben Zoma says, according to Shim Zakein, an Ola.
Very good. So all of those are additions, but those are all decisions or the views of the minority. The majority holds it's only the pace of Chathas. Anyways, so all of these are psulim. If I were to take any one of these carbonates, which are possible, and he put it on and makeshift Mizbeach outside, and it was Mala B'chutz, how do I know that I'm a chayiv? L'choyde, you shouldn't be chayiv, because it's only those which are royal love Pesach Chayil Moed. These are not royal love Pesach Moed. Tal Maloyim Alo Yiviyano Lasois. Kal Miskal Pesach Chayil Moed, Chayoven Ola B'chutz. What does that mean? So Rashi says that the ikar of this drush is not Yiviyano, but it's the Lasois. That there's an asiya. What does that mean that there's an asiya? Avad lechatchila, all of these bad guys, the lawn with the yoitzim and tatame, you should not put on the mizbeach b'fnim, because they're all pasul of kabbalas. But what happens if you put them on the mizbeach? Im Allah lo yeret. So therefore, b'diavad, it's a kosher asiya. That being the case, since it's royal love b'diavad, it's enough to be oiver on haluas chut b'chut. Okay, perfect. Good. And the Gemara continues now. Vayta Hamala Kezayis Min Oila. We said in the Mishnah, if you put together a Kezayis from the Oila, meaning the Besaro Oila, Umei Emureha, and from its Emurim, even though this is a half and that's a half, the two halves go and collide and they merge and they fuse. Sorry?
Mitztarfin.
They're Mitztarfin. Exactly right. And the mitzdarfin that the person is chas v'sholom oiver on the din of halo'as chut. But notice that the Mishnah said the oil uve emureha. So now the Gemara says oil emureha in shlom emureha in loy. The Gemara is just suggesting shlom lav daf. The same thing would apply to an osher with the chatas. Any other type of carbon loy. Well, maybe the reason why the Gemara doesn't talk about a shlom and a chatas because maybe the iser of halo'as chut is only by those carbonis where. By Shas Esther Abomas, that's probably not right because Gemara said Oshem and Chatzos. Good, so forget about it. Anyway, so it gives Shlom as an example that if you have Shlom of Emurea, loy. In other words, if you put a half a kezayis of Shlom and Bosar, meat, together with a half a kezayis of the Emure Shlomim, and you put it on Ba'achut, you will not get Kares. Why? Because the boss of the shlum has no business to be on the mizbeach in the first place. You only put the ayman in. So therefore, that shlum is le'malav le'moyed. It's moyed. You're malav. He's malav, but it's moyed. Whatever it is. Anyway, point is, you're not over on haluas chutz. Zuktimar. Based on that, I'll bring you a ray from the following brisa. What does it say in the brisa? Oilav emureha, or our case, mitztarfen le'kezayis la'aloysen b'chutz. So far, no chidushim, same thing that we had in the top of the Omid in the Mishnah. But now we add, ulachayiv aleyan misham pigul noiser v'tomei. Uy, poshep shat is, if a person were to go and take a half a gezayis of oyle meat, and he takes a half a gezayis of the aymurin, of these fats, and he eats, and they will both pigul. How did they both become pigul? Because at the time of one of the four avoidais, somebody says, oh, I can't wait until we're going to go and eat this oyle tomorrow, or the aymurin tomorrow, and things of that nature. Or, I'm going to be makter it tomorrow. I'm going to makter the oyle, I'm going to makter the aymurin, because these are both achilas mizbeach, they're not achilas adam. So they become now pigul. Oy, so now the chayiv pigul, if you take a chutzizayis from the basar, a chutzizayis and the aymurin, and you eat it together. That's how poshep shat so far. Same thing as the gabi noiser. Noiser means that they went beyond their time limitation, which would be normally after the whole night into the next day, even though you don't normally eat an oyla, but nevertheless, if you left it behind and you didn't put it on the mizbeach, after the time period ends, it becomes noiser. And the same thing applies to the oyla if it became tame. In any one of these cases, if you had the oyla and its aymarin, each one a half a kezayis, what did Ariel tell us before? May it starfin, the two work together, and you be over on any one of these isurim if you ate a kezayis. Okay, says the Gemara. The Gemara didn't say clearly yet, but we're soon going to be medayik that this only applies to the oyla and not to the shlamim. And the Gemara is going to assume that we're talking about in all four cases, meaning we have four cases of tzirufim, of the oyla and the aymarin. Number one, legabe haluat chutz, which is our sugya. And number two, three and four, pigal noiser v'tame. And therefore, it's only by an oyla, l'choyre, not by a shlomim or shar karbanis. It's bishlam haluat oyla. I understand why they're mitztarif to call it in. But shlomim like, because shlomim is not mitztarif, because it's not kolil. You only put on the mizbeach. Yeah. And then he was here, but he had to leave. I don't think he's going to be back. He said he had to travel somewhere. Okay. The kol in, shlomim lai. So we know by shlom nish, and that's, in fact, what the Gemara just said now, tanina lahada tana rabbanan. Remember, we started off the shtikl Gemara, the two dots. Oyle v'mrea in, shlom emrea lai. Oh, tanina lahada tana rabbanan, that only by the oyla, by the shlom nish. Okay, that I understand, that we explained, because you don't put the basar shlom on the mizbeach. Fine. Ela pigel, v'noise v'tamei, my timer. You're telling me by the shlomim, if you took a half of a kezayis of basar and a half a kezayis of aymarin, of the pigul or the nois and the tamei, you're telling me you would be potter. Really, you'd be potter my timer. But I have a Mishnah. Mishnah Masechtas Me'ila, kol ha-pigulin mitztarfin, v'chol ha-noisorin mitztarfin. And Tosis says in the bottom, l'choyra ulta v'chol ha-tumais mitztarfin. That you are mitztarif, two pieces of pigul, two pieces of nois, two pieces of tamei.
Of shlomim.
Of shlomim, exactly. And Sfrei Tigimara, how didn't you just say now by shlomim that they're not mitztarif? And here it says, kol ha-pigulin. Kol ha-pigulin comes to tell you all karbanis, not only an oyla, but everything else as well, that they're all mitztarif. The Gemara assumes, what does it mean that mitztarifin? Like we had until now. Half a kezayis of this, half a kezayis of that, another half a kezayis of the basar, half a kezayis of the aymarin. They're mitztarif, not only for purposes, well, forget about tumah, I'm sorry, forget about haluas chutz, but on these three halachas, the pigal, the noiser, and the tamei, they're mitztarifin. Is a bezoi kasha pigal, a pigal, kasha noiser, and noiser. In the case of a shlomim, as you said, Bill, what's the din? Here it says that the are mitztarif, is it the not mitztarif? Make up your mind. Everything more, pigal, a pigal, kasha. Can be pigal, can be machsheves pigal. Ah. Something which is already fully baked pigal, they're mitztarif. So if bishas, you brought a korban shlomim, and you had in mind that we're going to go and eat the shlomim 3 or 4 days from now, therefore the whole korban is going to become pigal, even if I have a half a kezayis of the basar and a half a kezayis of the aymarin, they're mitztarif. If I eat it now, chas v'shalom, a person gets kareis for eating pigal. So then the achilois are mitztarif, for sure. Here we're talking about Gabi machsheves pigal. What means machsheves pigal? If the person who's doing the avodah b'shas shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika sadam, he has a machshava, we in Yetzer Hashem are going to eat a half a kezayis of the basar of this shlomim in Yetzer Hashem 3 days from now, beyond the time limitation, would that cause it to be pigal? No.
Only chutzi kazayin.
Very good. What happens if we have in mind b'shas masa? We're going to eat everything in the right time. No problem. But the haktoris or aymerin, we're going to go and do after this month, 2 or 3 days from now.
Even one day, because that occurs to be that same day. You don't have an extension.
Yesh bechlal mesayim mana. If you say 3 days, and certainly one day. Yeah, okay. Anyway, 1 day, 3 days. Good, fine.
That's
a chidus mizbech. So if you had in mind a half a kezias of the aymerin, we're going to go and be makter tomorrow, what's going to be the din? It's not going to become pigul.
It's not a
kezias. So what happens if I have two machshavos? I want to be yoytze this din of pigul. So the person who's shechting, the person who's doing this rikus adam says, a half of a kezias we're going to go and eat 3 days from now. A half a kezias of the basar. A half a kezias of the aymerin we're going to go and be makter tomorrow. So would the two chutzi zeisim be mitzdarif to make this korban into pigul? That's what we're learning from the Tanur Rabbanan, that first Braisa, only by the Oila and the Aymarin mitzdar from the Kazais, for purposes of Pigal Noisavitamei, but not by Shlomim. Not that we're talking about that you had Fer Tiga Pigal, in other words, that it was already in this Pagal, and you have a half a Kazais, half a Kazais. That's your mitzdar. That's the next mission, Mesechtas Meila. Mitzdar, call it Pigul mitzdar. Here we're talking about to create Pigal. You cannot create Pigal with a Chutzi Machshav or a Chutzi Zayis. A machshava chutzi zayis of achila and a chutzi zayis of haktara, those two do not work together to be mitzdarif, and therefore you'd be potter on the din of the pigul. In other words, it wouldn't even be created pigul because he only had a chutzi zayis and a chutzi zayis. So that's the answer on the pigul. Pigul, you're eating pigul, and here you're having a machshava to create pigul. Noiser is also like kasha. Kan benoiser, kan b'shini toisru actually nizrek hadam. What does that mean? So noiser, we know what noiser means. So if you have noiser left over from the basar shlom that was not eaten bismanai, and you have a noiser of the aymerin of the shlom that was not put on bismanai on the mizbeach, on that we're saying that since both of them happen to be noiser, they are mitzdarif. And that's the Mishnah Maseches Me'ilah. Kol pigul mitzdarif and kol noiser mitzdarif. Yeah, it's mitzdarif. And Rashi points out the same thing applies to Tumah based on Psukim and Maseches Menachos and the Gemara they have back on Daf Mem Hey. Same thing over there too. If you had two things which were Tumah, they would be Mitztarv. So what are we talking about that they are not Mitztarv? Kan b'shini toisru ad shalei nizrek hadam. What does that mean? We have a pasuk in the Torah. V'asisa oileisecha habosar v'hadam. Lifnei mishkan Hashem lekecha. The question is, what's the import of that vasisa oileisecha habosar v'hadam? And we had a machlokes about this early on in the Masechta, and we had Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua learned from this pasuk, im ein basar ein dam. What does it mean, im ein basar ein dam? At the time of the zrik zadam, the zrik, of course, that dam is the matir. There's got to be a subject that receives that heter, which we would call the nitter. To be a nitter, there has to be something left. What happens if after the shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam, we haven't done the Zerika yet. Guess what happens? There was a fire, Chas HaShalom, in the base of Migdash, or there were thieves, or whatever. For some reason, it's Ovud. I cannot find the Basar anymore. The Basar was burned, it was destroyed, it got lost. Rashi used the expression, Nitoisu me'ibud usreifa. Sinidah. We cannot find the Basar. Every other piece of Basar we can identify in the basement. Chaim, this belongs to this carbon, it's with that. But this Basar of this particular carbon, I can't identify it. Then the halacha is you cannot do a Zerika. And if you do a Zerika, it's worthless. Why? Because im ein Basar, ein dam. Okay. Now what happens if I have no Basar? But at least I have the Chalev that I'm going to be makter on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shua said that's also enough. As long as you have either a kezias of basar, which is left. In other words, even if 95% of the basar has been ne'evad or nisraf, but you still have a kezias of the basar left. Or for that matter, if you have a kezias of aymerin, which is left, that's already enough to go and do a zrika sadam, and the zrika will be effective. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Umani Rabbi Shuhi, the son of Rabbi Shuhi, aymer, last two lines of the Gemara, as vachat shebet Torah. All the kabbalas. Shinishtairu behen, or mehen, kezayis. At least the kezayis was left of basar, or top of the yomit, u kezayis chaylev. But you see on the side, there's another gears in that, u kezayis, but oi kezayis chaylev, one of the two, zoyrik es adam, you can be zoyrik the dam. However, blessed by all other kodshim. If the only amount that you have left is a chatzi zayis of busa, which is left, and a chatzi zayis of chayla, which is left, these are two separate achilas. This is achilas odum, this is achilas mizbeach. That's not enough to allow you to go and do a zrikas adam.
But that's
By all other karbanis, points out Bill. But by oila, that's not the halacha, because by oila, the chelev and the basar are identical, because they're both put on the mizbeach. It's kula kol, and that's what the Gemara says. Uba oila, chatzizai is basar, chatzizai is chelev. Zrikas adam nisha kula kolel. Ah, mazel tov. So what have we now answered? We remember we had a stira. One, the Braisa said that by Ishlamim, the Basar and the Aymerin are not mitzdarev. Yet the Mishnah said that kol ha-bigula mitzdarev v'chol ha-noisar mitzdarev, and they are mitzdarev. So we had a kasha noiser a-noiser. So the Gemara says, I have my answer. Lo kasha, kan benoiser. If you're talking about after the Zerika Sadat, after they've already eaten a lot of the carbon, after they've been makter a lot of the aymerin, but you still have left over some basa that was not eaten, a chutzi zayis, or you had left over, not or, and yes, you had left over a half a zayis of cheder that you were not makter on the mizbeach, I would think to myself, no, maybe the both were noiser, einachanami, fachilas noiser, they take both mitzdarev, since this is noiser, the you didn't eat it in the right time. You didn't go and be makta this in the right time. They're called noiser now. You eat an achil of a kezayis. You'll be over the iser of eating noiser, which is the oinish is kardis, rachman litzlan. So where did we say that it's not mitzdarev? It's not mitzdarev in the case of this price mit Rabbi Yeshua. That what? That we're ready to do the zrikas adam. And the kohen says, one last chance, we're doing the zrikas adam. Can you identify, are there basar and is there chalif? It's a good question that you raise, because in fact, we can't find 95% of the basar I can't find, and I can't find 95% of the chalif. Is there a full kezayis of either one still remaining? No. Ay, 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 I have to have a kezayis. But there's a halba kezayis and a halba kezayis. It depends. If it happens to be carbon oila, the two half kezayis merge together because it's kula kalil, go ahead with this rika. If it's any other carbon, I have a half a kezayis of basa, half a kezayis of chaylev, I'm sorry, you cannot be mitzdarif the two for purposes of making a zrika, and therefore you lost out on this carbon, unfortunately. So therefore we have now answered the stira, noiser and noiser, real noiser, and here's nitoisru, that's the only parts of the carbon which are left at the time of the zrika, a half a kezayis of this, half a kezayis of that, not mitzdarif. Now until now we only spoke about these kabbanis where you have a zvicha, you have a shchita. Mincha, says the Braisa, afele kula kayamis, even if the whole mincha is still around. Lo Yisroi, don't go and sprinkle the blood, don't be zorik asadam on the mizbech. And you say to yourself, what are you nuts? Right. We're talking about a mincha. What blood is there by a mincha? It's a bloody mess if you would have blood there by a mincha. What's going on? Everything Gemara, not for and for the Gemara. Frank, the Gemara mincha maya vidita. Why even talking in those terms about it? You do a zrika by a mincha. What's going on? Amra Baba minchas nesachim aboyim azevach. The person brought the mashal a carbon oila or a carbon shlamin. That besides that, you have to go and bring your minchas nesachim. Put aside the nesachim. Let's talk about the carbon mincha. What happened is we want to do this zrika. We're looking around. Hey, there's no basar and there's no aymerin. There's nothing. But I have good news for you. The mincha, the mincha sesachim is intact. We have the mincha. Let's go and do the zrika sadam based on that mincha. Zokra papa, that's what the Brice is saying. Mincha filakula kayamis. If I don't have the oil or the shlum anymore because that's ovud or sorov, but I still have the gantzakar mincha, oi, gvaldik, let's do the zrika. Lo yizroik. That's what we're talking about. Amra papa, mincha sacha, boy, mezevach, even though that's fully intact. That doesn't do the trick. It's not a substitute for either the basar or the chalavim for the chayl of the aymerin. Sorry, you cannot do the trick.
Can you just review again the two instances of noser, when they're mitzdarif and when they're not mitzdarif, just outside quickly, please?
What happens if you have two separate korbanos? You have a shlomim and you have an asham. And you have a half a kezayis of noser from this and half a kezayis of noser in that. If you put the two half kezaisim together, you get a full kezais. Noiser, it's mitzdarif. Not only but two separate kabbanis, even in the same carbon. You have your carbon shlomim, and that carbon you should have eaten within the guidelines, within the right zman. You should have put the ayman on the mizbeach within the right zman, and in both cases you only ate part of it, but some was left over, or you makter some, and you left over haktorah of others. So now, this entire carbon is now noiser, because you didn't eat in the proper zman, you didn't makter in the proper zman. You only have a half a kazayis of this, and a half a kazayis of this, since they're both noiser, you eat them together, you're over on the din of a kazayis of noiser. That's when you're talking about existing noiser. What about to go and create? No, forget about it. We're not creating noiser, that was by pickle. Here we're talking about, we want to go and do a zrika. If you want to do a zrika sadam, we said based on the pasuk, asisa l'secha, basa l'adam, you have to have a full kazayis of either basar, or a full kazayis of chaylev left over. Why of the chaylev should in basar? So Rashi brings another pasuk here in the top of Kuf Tesam at Beis, bezorek ha-koynes adam, and then later on in the pasuk says, v'hiktir ha-chaylev l'reyach nichoyach. So why does the pasuk put together the zrikas hadam and the aktoris ha-chaylev? They're the same halach applies. That if you had a full kizayis of chaylev left, of aymerin that you were not makter, then you could do zrikas hadam. So for zrikas hadam purposes, you have to have left over either a full kezayis of basar, or a full kezayis of emrin. What happens if we only have a half a kezayis and a half a kezayis? Can I be mitzarev by carbon oila? You can be mitzarev. Any other kabbalas, you cannot be mitzarev. On to the next mishnah. You're welcome. Zuk to mishnah weiter. A lot of what we're learning in the mishnah now, we've already learned on the Amud Aleph in the Braisa. Stay in the mishnah. Hakoymitz. That's the kmitza, right? The three fingers of mincha that the kohen puts on the mizbeach. La levoina, most carbonis mincha, you add levoina, which is a type of incense. Vak toiris, toiris is brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, pras v'boikim, pras ben haboim, inside in the Mizbeach HaPanimi, inside the Hechel. Uminchas kehanim, uminchas koin Mashiach, uminchas esochim. Oh, those are the three that we mentioned in the back in the Braisa. The Braisa only mentioned the first two. We left out the minchas esochim. Remember, Tosis says, why did we leave that out? But here in the Mishnah it's brought, these are three menachis, which are all special in the sense that there is no kemitza, kula kol on the mizbeach. The minchas kahanim, every single time a koyin brings a mincha, chom minchas koyin kol tia, loy si ochel, it's only burned on the mizbeach, on the marach. Same thing, minchas koyin mashiach, otherwise known as the chavitin, this is something that the koyin godel brought every single day, machzisa baboyka, machzisa ba'arev, brought that every single day, also totally consumed on the Maracha, on the Mizbech. Minchas Nesachim. Minchas Nesachim, that mincha that we were just talking about now, that together with Oilin Shlomim and a couple of other isolated kabbanas, you bring a Minchas Nesachim, which means a full carbon mincha. How large is a mincha? It depends on how large the behemoth was. If it happens to be a shor, or it happens to be an ayil, or it happens to be a kevis. Depending on that, that's how much Shloish Yisrael and Lepo, Shnei Yisrael and Lepo, Yisrael and Lekevis, Oechad. Good, and the same thing, Gabin Nesachim, where he said, Machtes Hashem, same thing Lagabe the Shaman. Good. Anyway, Minchas Sachim Shahikr Miachas Mehen Kizayas Bachutz. If on any one of these you are maktir outside a kizayas, what's the din? Your chayiv. In other words, the din is not only the oila oizavach, but all of these other things as well. How do I know those other things? You remember we had back on the Omer Aleph, the Gemara asked, how do I know these things which are not an oila and not a zevach? The Gemara said for the fact that it says, la'asois. Actually, last that was on the psulim. How do I know on the ksherim? Pesach oil moy leviyano kolaba lepesach oil moy. So these are all boy in the pesach moy, the mincha, the levoina, and all these other things. So therefore, you're chayiv if you do it bachutz. Now notice that Tanikama says, miachas ben kizayis bachutz is chayiv. Which is certainly consistent with the Mishnah that we had on the Amud Aleph. Hamalek Zayis Mena Oilem, and Oilem Chutz is Chayiv. However, Reb Lazar argues, the Gemara is going to have Reb Lazar, but the Shita and others change it to Reb Lazar, so whenever I say Reb Lazar, don't jump at me.
Reb Lazar ben Shmua?
Do you know any other Reb Lazar in the...
Not Mishnah. No.
Okay. Reb Lazar, stop. You have also Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, but then it always says Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. So when Jesus says Reb Lazar Stam, it's only Reb Lazar Ben Shimua the Tana. Anyway, so what is Reb Lazar? Reb Lazar Poiter Achiyakrav Eskulon. No. Don't give me any kazayas business. You have to go and put the entire kmitza, the entire levoina, the entire ketores, the entire milchus kehanim. Not like the Tana Kama said. Shehikrav Meachas Behen Kazayas Bachutz. It's got to be the ganz Achiyakrav Eskulon. So does Reb Lozer also disagree with the Mishnah on the Amud Aleph Agabi the Oila that it's mitzvah of the Kazayas? It's Masha Yafyaf the Makrav is Kulon. So Rashi talks about this. If you see the Rashi here on the Mishnah, of course the Rashi begins all the way in the top of the Mishnah, Bahaktoiris. Now you can go down to, well, let's learn the first part of this Rashi. It'll give us a little bit of feel for what we're going to learn. You'll recall that we learned 2 days ago that there's a din in the Mishnah that it's got to be lasis. Oisoi, or because it's a loyivienu, that has to be sholem v'loy choser.
Right.
And we already discussed yesterday at some length, sholem means the whole thing. And kezayis sounds only like a part, not the whole thing. So one of the tutum we gave was, if you have a whole aver, and it was a small little averchol, and that aver was less than a shir kezayis, because you have to have both, a full aver and a shir kezayis. So Rashi addresses some of this now. Rashi, seven lines on the top of the end. Haktoiris. Shebechol yoyim. Pras shachris and pras shul bin arboy. Shehikter kezayis mehen bachutz. Instead of giving a ganza pras. Pras by means a half of a mona. Mona is much, much larger. A mona is 100 dinrei kesev. The weight. We're not talking about the value. 100 dinrei kesev. And this is pras means half of that. Okay. So pras bin arboyim. Shehikter kezayis mehen bachutz. He's chay. Welka sovar. When it says in the pasuk, "Lasos oisoi ala shalom uchayv and uchayv ala choser," it's not necessarily referring to the entire ketores or the entire mincha or the entire levoina, but rather the shalom is going ashir haktorik siv. Oh, the shir haktorah is a kezayis. You have to put a full kezayis. That's the shalom v'le choser when you're chayv on haluas chutz. Only if you put a ganze kezayis. Aha. Virbelozanami, I know it says Reblozanami, middle palig a resha gabi oila, back on the Amud Aleph, I didn't find Reblozer, I only find him in our Mishnah. Hochanami Dorishle Oisoi Ashir Haktara, Kirban, he holds Saka the same thing, that it has to be on the Shir Haktara. Umiu oila, tle mifsila bichisoran, the chol atzma medam tuluya kaparasa, chai mikazayas. Av Bahani Pali to Kosover Kuimitz Kule Haina Shiraktarasai Af Bifnim Dom Mifsil Bhisaran Bhain Kulam Shikulamatirame. What's Rashi saying? Rashi saying is we only find Reb Lozer arguing in our Mishnah Poiter Achiakriv Eskulan. Why Poiter Achiakriv Eskulan? Because Reb Lozer is going on the din of Haloas Chutz of all of those things in our Mishnah, the Koimitz Levoin and Hakarab, says Reb Lozer. To be yoitze bithnim, you have to put the full kemitza. You have to pull the full levoina.
It's the parallel.
And since, as you said yesterday, it's the template, that whatever you have inside, you have to do outside to be over on the din and have the oinish of kares. Ah, so therefore, says Reb Lozer, since all of these things, if it's missing even a drop, it's not a good haktor bithnim. Therefore, your potter bachut. You have to be point that Shiakim is cool until you makrib everything. Mash Enkin, when we're talking about the carbon oil or carbon the Amen over there, he holds, no, you don't have to go and put you have to put the whole thing on the Mizbeach. However, those are not the matirin. The matter by the carbon oil, of course, is the Zrika Saddam. So now this is the nitter. This is the oil that you're putting on the Mizbeach. Basar and Aymarin Avada, Gvaldigim Mitzvah, no question about it. However, that has nothing to do with the kashrus of this korban, the matter of the korban. As soon as the Zerika Saddam was done perfectly, we tell the Palabatim, Raboisa, you're yoitza, and you can now be yoitza from the Beis Hamikdash if you want to, because you're done, your korban with the skabel, the rachman, the ratzain, and it's on your credit card up above, you did a great job. Avadah is still a mitzvah to go and put the ganzen oila on the mizbeach, but now it's already a nitter. In that case, Kuli Alma Moida, if you're going taking that nitter, that oila, and it's Amarin, and you took it bachut, all you need is a kezayis to be oiver, and you don't even have to have a kezayis of the basar or of the Amarin, you can even mitzar the two of them together. But over here, we're talking about the matirim. These matirim, if you don't do a good job with the matirim, it's like you didn't do a good job with the Zerika Saddam. So therefore, you have to have the ganze koimitz, and you have to have the ganze levain, and you have to have the ganze ketoiris. Says Reb Lozer, you're only yoitze inside. If you do the whole thing, you're only going to be over outside if you're makrev eskulin, in other words, you're makter the entire kemitza, the entire levina, etc. a kezayis is not enough, because a kezayis inside the besmigdash is not going to do the trick to be the matir for the carbon. So it's not going to do the trick to be over on kores, and you do it outside. So Rashi says a beautiful chilek between the carbon oila as opposed to all those things that we have here in our Mishnah. So continuing on, bekulan shehikr b'fnim b'shayim mehen kezayis v'kriv b'achut, he's also chayv. Aha. In other words, l'mushli have this kmitza. Let's assume, for argument's sake, that a kmitza has it at 5 kezayis. So I know it doesn't have. Maybe a kohen who's a giant hand, maybe what? But just let's take that as an example. And so what did he do? And he already brought 4 of the kezayisim b'fnim. In other words, 80% of this kmitza he put on top of the mizbeach b'fnim, perfectly in gevaldik, and everybody was assuming and expecting that he's soon going to pour the rest of it also on the mizbeach. And for some reason or other, Gevon Abisfil Mishiga, he got a little deranged. And what did he do? And he quickly ran out with the remaining kezayis of that kmitza, and he went lechutz. V'kriv b'chutz. What's the din now? I would think it's probably a machloik. Is it Tanakam or Blazer? Tanakam says as long as you do a kezayis b'chutz yechayv, and according to Blazer, you're potter, because you have to makter as kulon. Says Rashi, no. Everybody agrees in this case that you're chayv. Why does everybody agree that you're chayv? Because he was makter the entire thing. He was makter 80% inside, which was fine, and now he's makter whatever is left outside, since that's all that's left. So that's your sheer shalim that's left now, after you've already put 80% on them as bad. Now whatever is left you put outside. Now we'll be chayv, even according to Reb Lozer. For those of you that think that doesn't sound right, let's look at the next Rashi. Halfway down the Amid, Vekulim Shekrivim Befnim Vishir Mehen Kazayish, Shar Bezen Nigmura Haktarasan, 80% was done inside, 20% outside. Lerblazen Nami, Ki Dorish Oisai, that's Lasis Oisai Ashir Haktara Dorishle, Vishir Haktara Bekazayis, Hecha de Befnim Havi Haktara Gimura. Says Lerblazen, even I, that I keep on saying, it has to be the whole thing, right? A chiakter is kulan. Even I would be maskim if with this you were being goimer the haktara, and this is now the gemar haktara, because the rest of it was done properly inside. And now I'm doing the rest outside, so now I've finished off the whole haktara, since at least I had a kezayis b'chutz, that's enough to be mitzarif, that he's going to be chayiv on halo'as chutz after all.
So according to him, there's a connection, as it were, there's still between... Once you do the kmitza, there's a metaphysical connection between the whole kmitza,
and so
by putting that final kezayis outside, it's as if redeem it as if you put the entire kmitza outside, not just that one fifth of it, that one kezayis.
Beautiful. The kulin shechasru kolshu, the kriv bachutz. If you just miss a kolshu, you're potter, because you have to go and put the entire thing according to Reb Lozer. Now. Rashi said,
"It's a chutz, and he's not a kezayis. He's half a kezayis. He has like 4.5 kezayis."
So now what you're asking is, according to Tanakama, as long as you have a kezayis, you're settled. Who cares? It's chosru kosho. You should still be chayv. And so he goes, well, it goes according to Reb Lozer. Reb Lozer says you have to be makriv eskulan. But Rashi says, no, you don't have to say that. But rather, it's talking about nochmu like we had on the Amud Aleph, which we repeated gratis at your request. That is, what happens if, unfortunately, koidim haktara, some of it was missing ali de ibud oisreifa. From the kemitza, you took a full kemitza with a dry finger, and you're ready to put the kemitza on the mizbeach, or, in this case, the kemitza, it was a wind, exactly, and it took away as a quart of kemitza of the mincha, and unfortunately we're missing now. I don't have the 100%, I only have the 99%, I'm missing a kolshu. Then your potter. Why? Because it has to be dafka when it's totally... So even though according to Tanakama, you only have to put a kezayis to be chayv. But it has to be all be'en if it's missing. It's like the case we had in the Amud Aleph. Im ein vasser ein dam, im ein chayviv ein dam, im ein kemitza ein haktorah b'chutz. It has to be that it's gantz. You only have to take a kezayis. But if you're missing something, no more din of halos chutz. Finally, v'amakrav kodeshim v'aymurim b'chutz is chayv. If you're going and makter the kodshim and the emurin, what are you talking about?
What's kodshim?
Which kodshim are we talking about? Yeah. An oil of emurin, we already said it's chayv. Right. A regular kodshim emurin, we said not mitzarev. It's potter. So what's this all about? Says Rashi, we're talking about a situation where the full emurin, but attached to those emurin with the shtikl basar. In other words, the tribers in the Beis Hamikdash didn't do a good job. Tribers means the Menachers.
The Menachers. The
Porchers, cool. Okay, fine. Anyway, so they took the entire Emor in and they added. This is a situation of Kolomoisis Gredeia. And so therefore I would say, oh, maybe you put too much, maybe it should be possible. No. As long as you put all the Emor in, even though there was still some Kodshim attached to it, you're Chayv. What's the Chiddush? I mean, the important thing is you put the Emor in. So you threw in a couple of Bussers. Big deal. You're not over on that, but
it's even like, put it's even like wood, as it were.
Exactly. So what's the problem? So see, Mechem the Gemara tomorrow that I would have thought maybe there's a chatzitza problem, that maybe some of that basar is underneath the chalev. When you put it on the mezbeach, you're not putting the chalev on that makeshift mezbeach outside. You're putting it on the basar, which is under the aymerin, and maybe that would be a chatzitza. Anyway, we'll talk about that in Mitchum tomorrow.
Yeah, but even still, if it burns away, the chatzitza, as it were, dissolves.
So what's the answer? What does it say in the Mishnah? Takachay. But at least is that the Havamina. If you go, you want to take a quick peek at Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, five lines before the Mishnah, says, Hamakrav Kachim, Hamai, Weka Chatzitza. So you see? Okay, Mitchum, that will be food for thought for tomorrow, Mitchum. Back to the Gemara. So right after the Mishnah, Tanarabani, Hamakter Kezayis Bachutz Chayv. Chatzi pras bifnim is potter. Now, what is referring to this chatzi? I'm sorry, hak makter kezayis. The Gemara is assuming that we're talking about the ktoiris. As we said before, when we learned the Mishnah, by ktoiris there was pras b'shachris and pras ben haboyim. A pras had in it a number of kezayim. According to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, all you need is a kezayis b'chutz and your chayv. So it says here in the Brisa, Hamakter Kezayis Bechutz, you took a Kezayis of the Ketoiris, you didn't put the whole Pras, you only put a Kezayis. Chayv, you're Chayv, that's what it says in the Mishnah, Kezayis is enough. Chayv. What happens if you did Chotzi Pras Bifnim? You didn't put a full Pras, but only Chutzi Pras. Rashi says that it doesn't really mean Chutzi Pras, Lav Davka, even if he talks about a Kezayis. Why is he saying Chutzi Pras? Because he wants to say less than the full Pras. He only did a half a Pras. But that half a Pras, as Rashi means, a Kezayis or more. And you put that Bifnim on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where you're supposed to, then you're Potter. Now, what would you be Potter? We should go and say that you're Yoitz in the Mitzvah. You're not Yoitz in the Mitzvah. Potter? What does that mean? Kasoka Daitach, we assumed in the Havamina, my Potter Zor. Ah, the one that's supposed to do the Ketoiris every day is a Koyin. What happens if a Yisrael or a Levi comes in and he does that Ketoiris? So if he does the entire Ketoiris, then he's Chayiv. However, if he does only a Kezayis of that Ketoiris, then he's Potter. That's something Gemara learns in the
house. What's he doing in the Hegel to begin with?
Yeah, he's going to
they should call the police and schlep him out immediately and give him to ICE because he's probably an illegal immigrant, an illegal migrant. What is he doing here in the first place in this country? Oh. You're a czar. You're an outsider. What are you doing inside the Hegel? Okay, anyway. Zokti Gemara, Kasolka Daitach, we assumed that when we're talking about that you're potter bifnim if you did a kezayis, that we're talking about a czar. So Frey Timura, Amai Haktori. Why should that be the case? If you're telling me that typically you use the same template for inside, for outside, and if you're telling me that outside, makter kezayis b'chutz is chayiv, that means presumably that if you're makter the kezayis b'fnim al yedei zar, he should also be chayiv. So why do we say the gabi b'chutz, the shir is a kezayis, and here b'fnim we're saying, no, that's not the shir, he's only chayiv if he put the entire amount, l'chayra? Says the Gemara, you're making a boo-boo. We don't mean here potter zar. What we mean is, as the Gemara is going to say, potter tzibur, meaning were we yoitza the mitzvah of haktoris ketoiris every day or not? Omrav Zeira, Omrav Chizda, Omrav Yimre Baraba, Omrav. Notice the first one in this long line was Rav Zeira, named Rav Chizda, Yimre Baraba, Omrav. My potter, what means potter tzibur. Ah, so then the two parts of the Braisa are consistent. He's saying is that if inside the Beis Hamikdash you didn't go and put a full chutzi, a full pras, but rather you only did a kezayis, you're yoitze. Since you're yoitze, that means tzibur, the ptur tzibur, meaning the tzibur doesn't have to be makter another portion of ketoiris, you were yoitze. So the word ptur means like you were yoitze. Ah, so if the person was yoitze, and he took that ketoiris, and it was makdur outside, even though only a kazayas, he's chayiv. Because again, the same parallel.
The template inside is kosher, so katzar is kosher, katzar is possible.
Very good, beautiful. So that's how the Gemara learns it until now. Om Reb Zeira ikashali, if I really have a kasha, in other words, Reb Zeira came to for the kasha that we asked, that the brises seem to be inconsistent, Reish and Sefer. Om Reb Zeira, no, Om Rav, my p'tor, p'tor tzibah. Reb Zeira said, that kasha that you asked wasn't the kasha. It was easy answer. Ikashli, if something is bothering me, ha kashli, I'll tell you what's bothering me. Ha di Om Rav Allah, baha, afil Reb Lozer moid, Reb Lozer lav aktori hika amar. I don't know what's going on. In other words, what Reb Zeira is reporting is that Rav said that this brisa that says Hamakter Kezayis Bachutz is Chayov, that it goes even a Kuntra Blazer. Really? Back in our
Kula,
Mishnah,
Kula, the whole thing.
Exactly, the third word in the Mishnah was Vaktoiris. And then what did Reb Lozer say 2 lines later? Poitachakiv is Kulan. What's going on over here? Said Reb Zeira, that's what's bothering me. Echkenish Lufim Benacht. I can't sleep because here in the Mishnah says that Reb Lozer argues got to be Kulan. And here Rav says, and Rav was no, you know, a Katlakanya. He was a Rav. Exactly. As I grace the grace of mensch. How can he say that Reb Lozer agrees in this case? The Reb Lozer la baktori ko'am. My ezok to tuznishka haktori. It has to be the ganze zach, not just like his eyes. Omer Rabba. So Rabba gives the first teretz, and then we're going to have a bias teretz, and then we're going to have on the bottom a rovis teretz. Rabba will probably leave for tomorrow, but in the meantime we're going to do Rabba and Abaye. What did Rabba say? Omer Rabba, bak Torah di heichod kol yam aloi pligi. Ki pligi bak Torah difnim. Heichel and Pnim. Isn't Heichel the Pnim? What do we mean? Oh, very good. Baktor Lefnai Vlefnim. So what's the difference between the Haktor and the Heichel? Haktor Lefnai Vlefnim. Every day of the year there was a Haktor and Beheichel. Where was that in the Heichel? That was on the Mizbeach HaPnim, in the clinching of Mizbeach. Otherwise known as Mizbeach HaKtoiris. Mizbeach HaZoah, Mizbeach HaKtoiris. Why is it called Mizbeach HaKtoiris? Because it was used every single day for the Ktoiris. But then there was one day a year that there was a very special Haktoris Ktoiris. Through whom? Who did it?
The Kohen Gadol.
On
Yom Kippur.
On Yom Kippur. Okay, what's the nafkamina between the two?
Three times. The volume is bigger, and he does it with a shovel. And
yeah,
he does it alone, and he spreads out the coals, and it sparks in front of him.
Yeah, you're doing a wonderful job in reminding us of the Sugyan Mesechtes Yoma, or Yuma. I know when I say humor, then you're going to give us a piece of humor,
funny.
Because you have a very good sense of humor. Anyway, beginning back to...
In Yerushalayim.
Yes, when
I'm sure. One of the Kohanim who I met, said they found the Ktoret, and they burned it, and the whole Yerushalayim was smelling.
Just like that's exactly how it happened with the Beis HaMikdash.
Exactly.
They were insensitive to the people around.
Insensitive. And
a kala didn't need tachshit and nudge, and didn't need perfume, because everything smells so good.
Anyway, so getting back to Agmar, Shkoyach for sharing that with us. But anyway, getting back to Agmar now. So what's the difference? You already mentioned a good, nice few differences, but the key to our Gemara, the chilek between Haktoris Heichel, Haktoris Panim, is the Haktoris Panim, the Torah is very specific what the shiur is. What's the shiur? It's got to be a Meloi Chofnayim. Meloi Chofnayim means the hands of the Kohen Gadol. He had to go and fill them up to the brim, holding the Torahs, and at the same time he also had to bring in the Machvas, and we know that was one of the Avodas Kosher Shebemigdash, in addition to
Kmitza and Malika.
Kedisha Malika and Otsa Chafina, that's the case over here. That was a Malay Chafnai. However, the daily Haktoiris says Rashi, the Torah does not specify what the Shiur is. It's the Chachomim that came up with, we're going to do a Mona every day. Pras B'Shachris, Pras Bein Arboy. If you don't believe me, this is a Rashi here on the wide line, the second wide line down below, second wide line. The Heichol, Zudashi B'Shubchol Yoim, Shalei Nemer Boi Shiur. Shteitish in the Torah Shir. V'hai pras, it's a Shir Rabbanu. They made that Shir. Moid Rabbluza, de Bekazayis havi haktora l'chayiv aleha b'chutz, u'lahoyti tzibri de chavosim bifnim. Since the Torah doesn't give a Shir, it's only the Rabbanu that gave a Shir of a pras. You have to follow the Rabbanu. But what happens, b'diyavid, if you did a Kazayis, everything in the Torah, typically the minimum Shir is a Kazayis, I did a Kazayis, you're yoytzim bifnim, and therefore you'll be over outside if you're ma'ala b'chutz. So why didn't say in the Mishnah Reb Lozer holds that you have to diakrav is kulan? Because according to Rabbah, our Mishnah is talking about on Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, you have to bring the whole Malay Chofnayim. The Torah is very, very express. Malay Chofnav. if you did less than a chmelei chofna, if you only did kazayas, you're not yoitza. So since you're not yoitza with him, you're not going to be over on halos chutz b'chutz.
Aren't all shirim halacha l'moshe b'sinai? Why are we saying here it's midrabanan? Halacha l'moshe b'sinai has the quality of the rice.
Well, you see that Rashi says rabanan. So, right, maybe there's another gemara that says it. Maybe Rashi had a Kabbalah. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our gemara. So he's not a chamul vusuk tomorrow. It's Omer Rabba. Back Torah the Heichel called Yama Loi Peligi. When you talk about Torah the Heichel, which means the daily Haktorah, everybody agrees, including Reb Lozer, like Rav said, that you are yoitz b'fnim with a kazayis. It will be over b'chutz if you are makter that daily Torah outside. Keep Peligi back Torah d'fnim. D'fnim means lefnai v'lefnim of Yom Kippur. The Mar Sabim lechofn of Davka. So if you want to be over outside, says Reb Lozer, it has to be a full shear of Maloy Chofnaim. Akazayis doesn't do the trick inside, it doesn't do the trick outside. Omar Salom Lechofnav Lav Davka. Although, of course, the Kohen Gadol has to come with Maloy Chofnaim. If he didn't pour all of it onto the fire there in the Kodesh Kedoshim, he only did part of it. Or if he did it piece by piece, Rashi talks about doing it with Basachas. So it sounds like he's doing it slowly. If you look at Rashi, fourth line, Maloy Chofnav Davka Ube Basachas. The Tanakama, I should say Reb Lozer, that requires that it be the full shear, he holds a ganze melech of naim all at once. If you did less than a shear, you only did a kazayis, even two kazayis. It's mashu from this Rashi, even you put everything, but he didn't do a basachas. Anyway, bottom line is we emphasize the stira between our Mishnah. When Reb Lozer said the Mishnah has to be makrav skulan, it's talking about a Yom Kippur. Then you're going to be over, you do a full melech of naim. However, throughout the year, even if you just put on a kazayis, it's already enough, because with the yeah, that works inside, so it works to chas v'shalom b'machayiv yukaris on the outside. So that's the teretz of Rabbah. Good. Omli Abayi was not happy with the teretz, and he said, you're telling me that there's a mandiyomer that says in Yom Kippur, m'loi chafnaim lav dafka. We have a famous rule about Yom Kippur. It says in the pasuk the word choik. Now where did it say choik? Number two. The Gemara tells us in Yuman, the Gemara we had already in our Masechta also, when it says a chukah that comes to tell you, it's ma'akev, it's got to be done this way. It's my way or the highway, it's got to be done. Dafka melechof night. So Ibazoi, how can you go and say this is a mandiyam, it's a chukah melechof night, love dafka. It's ma'akev. Therefore, Abaye says a teret which is similar to Rabbah, but kind of in reverse. Elam Abaye. Baktor b'fnim kol yam maloi pligi. Everybody holds Baktor b'fnim, you have to have a full maloi chafnayim. There's no question about that. It says choy. Ki pligi b'haktor d'chutz. What happens if you makta b'chutz on Yom Kippur some of that ketoiris that you're supposed to put the whole maloi chafnayim inside and you're putting part of it outside? Mar sabi yofinan p'nim mechutz. Umar Sobel Yofinan Pnim Mechutz. What does it mean Pnim Mechutz? Normally when we're thinking of Pnim Mechutz, we're thinking inside the Azores Pnim, and Halos Chutz, we mean outside on this makeshift Mizbeach. No, Rabbi, that's how we're talking about. The Pnim is talking about Pnim, the Haktoris, Ktoiris that you do Lifnim. The Mechutz is talking about the one that you do on the Heichel, which is not Lifnai v'Lifnim, but it's only Lifnim, but not Lifnai v'Lifnim.
It's relative Chutz.
Relative Chutz, good. So therefore says the Gemara, since I know that by Chutz, what's the din? Everybody, not everybody, but at least according to Tanakama, Chutz the din is a Kazayis. Right. Do I say that now on Yom Kippur, when I'm bringing the Ketoidus, Lifnai v'Lifnim, where it has to be Maloi Chofnov, inside, am I over on only being Malik Kazayis outside? Just like the daily ketoidus, if a person is mala a kezayis outside, he is already yoitza. Why is he yoitza?
He's chayiv.
Right. He's chayiv. He's yoitza hilchois halos chut to mechayiv him a karis, because inside he would be mechuyiv on a kezayis. In other words, not be mechuyiv. He would be yoitza. If he's b'fnim, he's yoitza. If he's outside, he's chayiv. Question is, on Yom Kippur, do you say the same halacha? Yofin p'nim mechutz. P'nim means the normal avodas ketoidus on Yom Kippur, which has to be done lefnai v'lefnim. If he now didn't put a meloi chofnav outside, he only did a kazayis outside, do you learn Panim Mechutz, just like on a daily basis, by Torah, you're Chayiv, Mitakazayas. On Yom Kippur, you're also going to be Chayiv on your Shchute, not your Shchute, your Halos Chutz with just a Kazayas. Omar said, well, you'll think, no, you don't learn one from the other. Each one is a separate din. The daily Torah, you're going to be Oiver with a Kazayas. On the when you're going to be Oiver, you're going to Chayiv Chorus. Mashenkin on Yom Kippur, you're not going to be Chayiv unless you do a total Malay Chofnath. So our Mishnah is talking about Daka on Yom Kippur and says, Reb Lozer, your potter and Chiyakar Viskulin. But that's not talking daily, that's talking about Yom Kippur. Yeah, that's
a Psakasha. Yeah, on Yom Kippur, if you're doing Halas Chutz on a Mizbeach, you're Chayiv away from over Yom Kippur. You're burning on Yom Kippur, you're doing Malach on Yom Kippur. So you have bigger problems than Halas Chutz.
What happens if all of these are done b'shayig?
Oh, interesting. So you don't bring there's no achiv kares on is there achiv kares on Yom Kippur, Malacha Yom Kippur? So you'd be chayiv another
chavis. Only chayiv. Kloisa Malacha b'Yom Kippurim v'nichrasa.
So you would be chayiv. You'd be chayiv for Malacha, and you'd be chayiv also for Halah.
And what happens if, by taking it out from the Beis Hamikdash into the Azara, you pass through a Rishus Rabim? What happened now? And you be chayiv on that too. Okay. So you can think of many. Okay. What happens if he's carrying in his hand, in his pocket, he's carrying
pen,
matches?
A pen, right.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. So you can be chayiv a whole bunch of things. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara.
Omar Rabba.
Okay, so Omar, fine. So we had a good answer that everybody agrees is talking about the daily ketores, and that Machloikis and our Mishnah is talking about on Yom Kippur, where you have to have a full Noich of Naim, to be over, or even a Ixayis would be enough. What is this based on? Whether you're Yofinim Penim Mechutz or Lo Yofinim Penim Mechutz. It's Amar Rabba. Rabba says now to Abai. Hash the Chutz Mechutz Lo Yalfi. Madach in two parallel cases of Chutz and Chutz. I don't learn one Chutz from the other Chutz. Chutzpah, right? Then you're going to tell me that a Chutz Mechutz Lo Yalfi. What's with Amar Rabba? Hash the Chutz Mechutz Lo Yalfi. Rabbanim. Penim Mechutz Mi Boye. What does he mean by this? What are we talking about? Desani. Oh, Yochel Amal Pochis Mikazayis Koymitz, Upochis Mikazayis Aymerin, or Amenasich Pochis Mishloishes Lugin Yayin, or Pochis Mishloishes Lugin Mayim. I would think Yehei Chayov. In other words, you only did a Chutzi Shir in each case, a Pochis Mishir of the Koymitz met the Kazayis, where each time the koimitz and the aymerin, where the minimum shear is a kazayis, and he put on only half a kazayis, puchas mi kazayis, I would think he'd be chayiv. And the same thing with Gabi, the nisuch of yayin or of mayim, again, during sukkah's time. If he put on less than the three lugin, I would think he might be chayiv. Talmud loyimar lasois. We had this lasois drush already before, where it says in the pasuk lasois oisoi. The word oisoi is missing. Oisoi ala sholim chayiv, ve'ne chayiv ala choser. You only chayiv on a sholim and not on a choser. And therefore, what is the sheer sholim when you're talking about the kmitza, the ganze kmitza, or at the very least a kezayis of the kmitza? That was of course the machloikis in our Mishnah, where the koni tana kama kmitza loyned ram bam bam. If you makriv Kazayis meyachem nehen chayv. Reb Lozer says it has to be the whole thing. Okay, so if you have at least a kazayis, but here he only had a chutzi zayis, a chutzi shir of koymet, chutzi shir of aymerin, and then he also had a chutzi shir of the menasach shloishes lugim yain and shloishes lugim mayim. The Gemara now goes a tremendous leap that we don't usually have. We usually distinguish between solids and liquids. Solids, the minimum shear always is, typically is a kazayas. When you talk about liquids, you always talk about a revias, or you talk about a loig, or three loigin, or a hin, a chutzia hin. And here the Gemara kind of merges the two, as you'll see in a moment. So please, don't jump out of your seats. You'll see what I'm talking about. So says the Gemara, on all of these cases, you're potter from kares, because al hasholim chayim in a chayim al chosim. Frank the Gemara. Lugin, that's less than the three lugin of either the yayin or the mayim, the ispu kama zaysim. In three lugin you have a chvais, maybe 10 zaysim. And you're saying, I took less than the shloishes lugin. So I didn't take 10 zaysim. I only took 5 zaysim. I only took 2 zaysim. What do we say? You're potter. Why are you potter? Why don't we go and learn the din of the yayin and the mayim from the case of the kemitza and the case of the aymerin? Just like over there, the minimum shear is a kazayis, pochas mi kazayis, your potter. So why don't you say the same thing in the gabili shloishes lugin? If I didn't put a whole shloishes lugin, but I put a kazayis, You're chayiv. And he says, no, as long as it's less than shloshim shluchim, even though you put on kama kazesim, you're going to be potter. So I'm not learning chutz mechutz. Meaning, in both of these cases, we're talking everything is chutz. We're not talking about inside. We're talking about everything outside. And if you did it inside, it would be on the mizbeach in the Azor, and not the mizbeach inside the in the heichel havada. So therefore, says the Gemara, madach, I don't learn chutz from chutz, because if I did learn chutz from chutz, I would go and say, well, since the minimum shear by kmitza and by aymerin is a kezayis, if I did less than three loygin yayin, but I did a kezayis, I should be chayiv. But nevertheless, it says that you're potter, so I see I'm not learning chutz from chutz. Madach, I don't learn chutz from chutz, and certainly I don't learn pnimei chutz. So Dr. Robert, so Abaye, schwer for you to go and say that the machloikis is yo yofin and pnimei chutz, lo yofin and pnimei chutz. Madach, the rabbanon hold that I don't even learn chutz mi chutz. How can you go and say that there's a mandiyoma that says that we learn pnimei chutz? And therefore, says Rava, I reject Abaye's teretz. Amarava, a brand new teretz, a mietchim to be learned tomorrow. In the meantime, have a wonderful day and a wonderful year.